أهلاً وسهلاً. أنا اسمي أستاذ جاي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلاً وسهلاً. Al-Kitab Chapter 5, Podcast Episode 2. This podcast covers pages 75 to 83. Last time we ended talking about Tamrin Sitta, Drill 6. We're starting now on page 75, Al-Ism wa Al-Sifa. Let's jump straight into the box they have there in the middle of the page, right-hand column on the far side. As-Saf Kabir, the class is big, so there's no present tense verb conjugation that's really used in Fusha
for the verb to be.
So As-Saf Kabir, the class is big. Column 2, As-Saf Al-Kabir, the big class. Column 3, Saf Kabir, a big class. Alright, so what do we need to learn here? Okay, column 2, As-Saf Al-Kabir, the big class. Notice in English we only use the once, right? But this is showing that it's definite. The big class, we're talking about one class in particular, it's definite. The big class. In Arabic, to do this with a noun and an adjective, you need to put the alif lam on both. Okay? As-Saf al-Kabir. And there's another way to do it that I'll get to in just 1 minute. Okay, so column 3, Saf Kabir, neither of those have the alif lam. This is just indefinite. We're not talking about any particular class. We're saying a big class. The other way that you can get the same idea across, as in column number 2, is mentioned at the bottom of the page, 75. Remember that possessive suffixes make nouns definite without the alif lam. For example, akarabuha, or sadiki, or madinatuna. So those suffix pronoun endings tell us that the noun is definite. So an adjective used to describe that noun needs to be definite as well. Let's look at the examples. My Egyptian friend, sadiki al-masri. So sadiki has the suffix pronoun for ana, my friend. So even though it doesn't have the alif lam on the front of it, it's still definite because we're talking about someone in particular, my friend. And the adjective used to describe my friend must be definite. Sadiqi al-Masri. So, what would it mean if I said Sadiqi Masri? It wouldn't mean my Egyptian friend, it would just mean my friend is Egyptian. So again, Sadiqi Masri, my friend is Egyptian. But like in the book, Sadiqi al-Masri, my Egyptian friend. Think about that. Alright, moving on to Tamrin Sabah, Drill 7. They give you a couple boxes here, the one on the right-hand side, asma', nouns, the one on the left, sifat, adjectives. So basically, you're putting these together. Let's look at an example, number 5. Tell me if this is right. Zamili al-jadid, tatakalam thalath lughat. Think about that. Zamili al-jadid, tatakalam. The conjugation for tatakalam doesn't work for zamili, because tatakalam can't be for huwa. So what if I changed it a little bit to zamilati al-jadida
tatakalam thalath lughat? That works.
So watch for verb-subject agreement in this drill. And remember that my example was definite, even though I didn't have an alif lam on the first noun, because I had a suffix pronoun, which makes it definite. Zamilati, instead of ez-zamila. I had zamilati, which is definite, so the adjective has got to be definite. Al-jadida. Zamilati al-jadida.
Tatakalam thalath lughat.
And notice for number 6 in this drill that it's got to be plural, because it's blank blank la yuhibbun shughal al-bayt. Yuhibbun, they like or they love. So make sure that you're choosing something plural. Moving on to Tamrin Thamania, Drill 8. Ism plus sifa aw idafa. So determine whether each of the following phrases is a noun plus an adjective or idafa construction. Here's a hint for this drill. If there are not two nouns together, it can't be an idafa. Idafa constructions are made of two or more nouns,
generally speaking. So, number 1, rajul tawil.
Does this sentence contain two nouns? No, it does not. Therefore, it cannot be an idafa. It's got to be ism and sifa. Okay, look at the next one. Ghurfat asaf. Here we have two nouns, and here we have an idafa. And remember that the ta marbuta is pronounced as long as it's not the final word in the idafa construction. And it's only pronounced in the idafa construction. Ghurfat asaf. But number six, for example, we're not going to say al-lughat al-arabiyya, because these are not two nouns, therefore it's not an idafa. Al-lugha al-arabiyya. Alright, moving on to the next page, 77. You might want to pause for a minute and think about the stuff we've gone over before listening to the next section, because we're changing gears here.
Now we're talking about hadha and hadha he. Hadha for anything masculine, and hadha he for anything feminine.
The main thing to remember here on this page, looking at the examples 1, 2, and 3 at the top of the page, is that two of these three sentences are actually really sentences, and one of them is just a phrase. One and three are sentences, number two is just a phrase. All right, let's look at the letters that they give there as examples. Letter A. Let's look at the second one from the right-hand side.
هذه طائرة جديدة.
This is a new plane. This is an indefinite noun, so this has to be a sentence. This is a new plane. But if we put alif lams on those, it would be definite.
هذه الطائرة الجديدة.
This new airplane. And this is basically what letter C is showing.
هذا هو الصف الأول.
This is the first class. And هذا, remember, for masculine. هذا هو, and هي, and هذه for feminine.
هذه هي الأمم المتحدة.
Now let's look back at the first example again, at the right-hand side of letter C.
هذا هو الصف الأول.
This is the first class. You could also say this same thing by saying هذا الصف الأول. Let me add that there is some disagreement between Arabic scholars about whether or not the هو is necessary. So ask your teacher and ask native speakers. You might find different answers. But as a general rule, add the هو if you want to say this is the first class.
هذا هو الصف الأول.
Let's do some examples. تمرين تسعة, drill 9. Let's look at number 1. The old man is tired. I'm not going to do this one, but I'm going to do one like it. Let's just switch it up a little bit and say, the young professor is thirsty. It's kind of the same construction, just different words. The young professor is thirsty. الأستاذ الصغير عطشان. Now you should be able to just plug in the vocabulary words into number 1 and get that right. Let's do the same with number 6. This is a hot summer. I'm going to say, this is a hard test. هذا امتحان صعب. Okay, this is a hard test. Notice the A. Now, what if we wanted to kick it up a notch and say, this test is hard? Well, that would be easy. All you say is,
هذا الامتحان صعب. This test is hard. هذا الامتحان صعب.
But number 6, we're saying it like, this is a hard test. هذا امتحان صعب. So there's some difference there. Notice that the alif lam is not on the imtihan that time. Okay, one more example. Number 14. This is her new friend. I'm going to do something like it. I'm going to say, this is her beautiful house. Okay, same construction, just different words.
هذا هو بيتها الجميل.
So now plug in the vocab and you got it down. Let's move on. تمرين عشرة, drill 10. More practice with idafas, or nouns, and adjectives. So remember that if this list does not contain two nouns, it can't be an idafa. So, number 1.
They're both nouns, so it can't be an idafa. Now in the future we're going to talk about a kind of idafa that can have an adjective. But generally, think of idafas as two nouns.
Let's look at number 6.
Saf ispani.
Are those two nouns? No, they're not. So they cannot be an idafa. So, it's a noun and an adjective.
Saf ispani.
A Spanish class. What if we wanted to make it definite, talk about one particular Spanish class? The Spanish class?
الصف الإسباني.
And you're supposed to use these in sentences. So let's say I want to use this in a new sentence. I could say something like, أنا طالب
في الصف الإسباني.
All right, moving down the page, 78. There's a listening portion on the DVD where you learn some new words. On the left-hand side, There's the guy holding the umbrella. They give you the words mumtir and matir, both meaning rainy. But what's the word for rain? I'll give it to you, matar. Below it, they give you mushmis, sunny. But how do you say sun? Shumps. Moving on to Tamrin 12. Don't forget to learn the new word asima, awasim. Capital, as in Damascus is the capital of Syria. Damashq, asimat Suriya. Last thing we're going to look at is Tamrin 15, drill 15. Make it personal. Use pronouns to personalize these words and complete the sentences. You may need to use the plurals of some of the nouns. For example, number one, they give you the two nouns you use for the two blanks. They give you qarib and am. Qarib, what's the plural of qarib? Aqarib. Okay, so you're going to need that. All right, but you also might have to add a suffix pronoun, right? Maybe if you want, so maha taskun fi New York wa aqarib yaskunun fil Qahira. Okay, you could say wa aqarib yaskunun. You could also say her relatives. How would you say that? Aqarabuha. Maha taskun fi New York wa aqarabuha yaskunun fil Qahira. And how do you know it's going to be plural? Because of the verb after the blank yaskunun. What's yaskunun? They live. If you don't have those verb conjugations down, review those. This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook Al-Kitab fi Ta'alum al-Arabiya, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud al-Batal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.